This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Travis Thomas Experience, taking your phone calls, 800-636-1067. Travis Thomas Experience on all social medias. Follow me. I'm a great follow, baby. Yeah. TravisThomasExperience.com. So, my boy Brad just hit me up on a text. He's listening to me and Pitbull. He's loving it. And now he's a diehard Clemson fan.
Yeah.
Like, diehard. Yeah. You cut him right now, orange bleeds out.
Right.
Okay? So, I'm interested in what he thinks about my Nick Saban conspiracy theory, Dave, because, you know, as a Clemson fan, he has to recognize Dabo right now is kicking Nick's butt. And I just wonder, I saw the same thing happen in college football. You guys think I'm crazy, but if you pay attention, you read the tea leaves, these things happen. Let's go back to Pete Carroll at USC. Let's take the cheating out of it, right?
Right.
Because when the heat got on him, he ran.
Right.
But at that time, aside from all that heat, he also had Jim Harbaugh come into the Pac-12, and all of a sudden Stanford became a problem.
Right. Right.
Chip Kelly was at Oregon at the time. All of a sudden, they came out of nowhere. Chip Kelly and that high-flying offense was starting to beat Carroll at the end at USC.
Right.
All I'm saying is Dabo Swinney is here, and he's starting to break foot up off in Alabama pretty consistently.
He's young.
And he's young.
Yeah.
And so to me, you know, I want to tell you this. As a guy who played Division I football, you'll find this fascinating. So I'm friends with a guy at Rivals.com, right?
Right.
And as signing day got closer, you know, I had him do radio. He did the TV show on NBC Sports Washington. And so, you know, I text. I keep up with people I meet in this industry.
Right.
So I'm texting him about the classes a week after signing day.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of guys sign late that you don't hear on signing day because they're not big five-star recruits, right?
Right.
But a lot of the great schools will kind of scoop guys up much later in the process.
Right.
I said, so, you know, every year he's like, it's Georgia, right? It's Alabama. It's Texas. It's always the same classes, Florida State, whatever. And I said, who snuck up and stole recruiting day? Like, who in your mind, you know, won those late rounds in a fight, right? When you steal rounds. Who stole rounds?
Right.
He said, you know, it's the creepiest thing I've ever seen. But Clemson, the way they recruit players, he said, it's almost like a secret society. Guys commit to Clemson, and they don't make a lot of fanfare about it. There's no press conferences. If you notice, there's not those five-star guys with the, you know, where they throw the hat. They put on one hat,
right,
and they throw the other one.
Right.
And he says, Clemson quietly goes about their business, Dabo. And they get all these guys. And really, they get them later.
Yeah.
Or they get them early. He said kids will commit to them early or he'll get them late.
Gets
and
them
he
tenth,
just sweeps in like a thief in the night.
10th grade, 11th grade year.
So I look at that and I say to myself, okay, Clemson's here now. This isn't a game. That quarterback's going to be there in the next few years for sure, right? And
he's
only going to get better.
He's real.
Tua's going to leave after this year.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm Nick, I want the cash. I want Scarface. I want money, power, respect. I want the cash, and I want full control of football operations, man.
Say hello to his little friend.
The other thing, I need you to apologize to Coach Mark Turgeon. You and Vicky Vick both have to apologize. Turgeon switched to zone. I'm watching live tweets during the Maryland game in addition to the game here. And Andrea Adelson, she's an ESPN staff writer who's at this game, tweeted, Maryland switched to a zone defense, and that has slowed down LSU significantly and allowed the Terps to get back in this game. So that, to me, is a direct coaching adjustment. So I would just like you two to apologize to Coach Turgeon right now. Dave, you're first.
For right now, as 6 minutes left in the game, Coach, I'm glad you made an adjustment for once this year. I'll appreciate that one, but it still has time to go in the game.
You know, my wife calls that a backhanded apology.
I mean, you can call it what you want to.
Vic, now, to your credit, you did say the Terps would win the game, so you're still alive in that. However, you did say some rude things about Coach Turgeon.
Nope, not going to apologize because I said he's fired if they lose. If they win, he's in. And right now, they're in the lead.
I love it. Man of his word.
So no apology necessary from
me. He said, I covered all my bases.
800-636-1067.
Call they're winning this game. They're 100% winning this game.
Right
I'm
now,
calling it.
They're up one with 5:48 remaining. I mean, you know how this goes. It's a game of adjustments from the coaches. It's a game of making free throws. It's a game of no turnovers.
And holding leads. How many times do we see teams with double-digit leads down the stretch and then other teams just make that run just because some teams just can't close it out? I don't think LSU is a closer.
Can you guys imagine if Maryland advances to the Elite Eight and has to play Duke in Capital One Arena here in D.C.? Can you just imagine?
Sell out.
What would that be like, Vicky Vick?
It would be insane. I think it would be absolutely – although the younger generation might not remember that Duke and Maryland was the rivalry.
You're right.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And you know what sucks, too, is like everyone is Duke's rival. So I don't even think they care about playing the Terps. It would just be we would care here. But Duke wouldn't care.
Oh, yeah. All they care about is North Carolina.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, you're right.
Exactly.
But that's crazy that you say that, though, that, you know, now, you know, younger generations don't know about us being in the ACC when we had all those rivalries and all that good time when you wanted to sit home on, you know, Tuesday.
Yeah.
Wednesday.
I miss the ACC. I think it's a better conference.
Too. Yeah.
I do, too. And, I mean, I enjoy the Big Ten, and I get it. It's all about the money and all that. But you can't sell me that. I don't think the Terps should be there, and you certainly can't sell me that Rutgers. And
I'm sorry I laughed out
loud. Who's the other random? Like, come on. Rutgers does not belong in the Big Ten.
No.
Thanks. Have a sandwich.
Right.
They should play in the same league as Towson, if you ask me. 800-636-1067. Rutgers should be playing Hofstra.
Right.
And if you're a Rutgers alum, I'm talking to you. Vic ain't apologizing, neither am I.
Just going to call him out.
800-636-1067. All right, Dave, let's go back to the bracket.
Cool.
So now I had Auburn winning this game, and they did handle that business.
Mm-hmm.
But I had – so who do they have, Kansas? Is that game tonight? Auburn and Kansas is tonight. Wow. I love that game. Tonight. So that's the last game of the night for tonight. Who do you like in that? Auburn, Kansas is tough.
Well, Travis, I hate to say, you know, I'm an old man these days, so I don't know if I'm going to be up to watch it. I might see it tomorrow morning on ESPN.
By the way, before he gives his prediction, I'm just going to say there was a lot of debauchery in the last 48 hours between the two of us. There's been a lot going on in our life.
The crown was flowing.
Yeah. The crown was flowing.
It was flowing. And the good crown.
We did top shelf this year.
Yeah.
We didn't mess around.
That was nice.
It is nice to I will say this about top shelf drinks. Like, you don't have as intense of a hangover.
Not at
you
all.
You notice that?
I think they make that for the people who, you know, don't want to have those kind of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Functioning alcohol.
Yeah.
800-636-1067. All right, so who do you like in the Auburn-Kansas game?
I'm going to take Auburn. I just don't like how Kansas played down the stretch with a lot of injuries. They lost too many pieces. I'm not really big on the Kansas boat. Also, I think there's some rumors out there that Bill Self is supposed to be going to the NBA. So I think all that distraction, I think that kind of plays a part in it.
Yeah, I don't know. I want to pick Auburn here, and I did on my bracket. I had Auburn versus Kansas, but after watching Kansas now, I don't know. I mean, it's just so rare to have a blue blood program like that in a I'm certainly not going to say Cinderella role, but it does seem like they're under the radar and no one expects them to do anything. I think that's a dangerous Kansas team. They're not as good as years past.
Right.
I'll admit that. But it's just the fact that I see them still here. They did not lose round one. They're still alive. Auburn, to me, feels like a team maybe that peaked in that SEC tournament, making it to the final. I don't know. I would not be shocked if Kansas – now, from a gambling standpoint, Auburn is 2-point favorite.
Okay.
but I think I'd take a shot on Kansas here.
I mean, I wouldn't hate it. I mean, it's one of those pick 'em things. I'm just going with the whole injuries. They catch up to you eventually. They could galvanize them. Who knows? I just think with that and the rumors of Bill Self maybe going to the NBA, I think that's, you know, that influences a lot of 18, 19, 20-year-old kids.
Houston, Ohio State. Who do you like there? That's tomorrow night. Houston's tough, bro.
Yeah, but I'm a Ohio State. I'm just
really?
Going. Yeah, I got Ohio State going, and you know, y'all know you're going to get to it, but I have them facing Kentucky in the next round.
There is no shot. I don't think they're beating Houston.
Man, it's something about Ohio State and the way they played in the beginning of the year and the teams that they played and those things. I think that somehow I'm a believer on that the way you kind of start off the first quarter of the year, you're going to go through tough times throughout the middle of the year, but eventually you get back to that. And I just think Ohio State was one of the top 10 programs in the country in the beginning of the year. So that's why I'm going with Ohio State. I think they're the 11th that will go on.
Not only do I think Houston wins that game, I would not be I shouldn't say I wouldn't be shocked, because I don't think they'll beat UNC. But I'll tell you what, other than UNC, I think Houston could go to the Final Four.
Really?
I would take them over Kentucky, get to in a second.
You guys hear that, DC? Put him on record on that one. Houston? I mean, I know
like
Calvin Sampson as a coach in college. Not a huge believer in Houston.
You're calling out every coach on earth today.
You know,
you realize that?
You know, I'm trying to be respectful because I'm in the coaching business myself. You know, just trying to be respectful to coaches. But when, you know, just Calvin Sampson, I like him as an X and O's coach, but then he's the opposite of Turgeon to me. He the baggage follows him.
Vic, have you noticed how Pitbull Dave has called out every coach except Tom Izzo, who cussed a kid out? He appreciates Tom Izzo, though.
Old school.
Hey, you know what? I'm actually in his camp there. I think what Izzo did was fine.
Yeah,
man. That's why we vibe from the beginning.
Well, my thing is this. It's fine if the kid comes out and says it wasn't a big deal, he's coaching me. If that kid had come out and said, yeah, you know, it was tough, it was a tough situation, whatever, you know, it hurt my feelings, then it's an issue. Because you can't have that. Even though we look at it and we're old school and we say that's coaching, if the kid's not responding to it, you got a problem. But if it reached the kid, they won the game, they got it together,
I agree.
Then it's coaching. I mean, to me, it's that fine line.
Is it because it's Tom Izzo? What if it's a regular no-name coach?
That's true, too.
But I also think just, you know, if you guys didn't know over the airways, as my day job, I teach. And it's just about the relationship. You deal with each kid differently. I just think that that kid was able to respond to that. I think that team is kind of, I wouldn't say he's abusive, but I think he coaches them hard. Yeah, and I think that those kids know that. As you see, one of his players like, you know what, coach, I got this. I'll handle this. And yeah. actually the player was actually harder on him than even the coach.
All right, last pick. We're going to break. Yep. Wofford, Kentucky tonight.
Who Kentucky. Just it. Kentucky. Athletes.
Yeah, same here.
Cool.
Wofford, that horse is ridden out of the... Oh, by the way, Terps just go up. 63-62. They're hitting free throws. Woo!
257
Let's go,
left.
Let's go. Under 3 minutes left. Travis Thomas Experience, 106.7 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Travis Thomas Experience, taking your phone calls, 800-636-1067. Travis Thomas Experience on all social medias. TravisThomasExperience.com. Travis Thomas with his boy, Dave the Pitbull, in studio. Usually calls in every show. Been my friend for over 15 years. And we sent out a group text to our group of friends that he would be on air today. And all of them are live texting me during the show. DJ Vicky Vic, I can't get them to call in though.
Yeah,
a lot of drinks flowing amongst the friend group right now for March Madness. Is Maryland hanging in there? 64-62 over LSU right now, with a little over a minute to play. They are battling, and I asked DJ Vicky Vic and Dave the Pitbull both to apologize to Coach Mark Turgeon for some inflammatory statements.
He's coaching his way back into it in the second half.
Yeah, I mean,
back into a job.
He switched the zone. It seems to be giving LSU problems. And remember, LSU's coach got into trouble. He's on a wiretap talking about paying kids off. So he's not coaching. So Turgeon really just has to outcoach himself here. I mean, he's literally not going against anyone. And we were talking about the Big Ten earlier. We could see a potential Maryland-Michigan State matchup, which would be awesome.
But hasn't Michigan State had the better of that rivalry so far?
They have.
Yeah.
But, you know, they got to be Minnesota first. And so we could still get a Big Ten matchup, but it could be Minnesota-Maryland. Obviously, that could favor the Terps a little bit more, you would think.
But they just need to get to Capital One. That's where they need to get. That's like if you get that home court.
That's it. You get to Capital One, all of a sudden now you have a real home court advantage. There's no question about it. And whether it be Duke or someone else, you know, if the Terps can get into Capital One Arena, now you're cooking with peanut oil. Under a minute remaining here, Maryland tied 64-64, battling on the inside, missing a big three, LSU with the rebound. So I think we will be on air live when this game is done, Dave. So there's going to be all kinds of yelling, all kinds of emotions running deep. LSU just buried a three right in their face, Dave. And I'll be the
first one to apologize to Turgeon if they win this game.
If they win the game.
They win the game, I'm mad enough to apologize.
Then you're willing to say I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, for this game. For this game.
800-636.
We expect more out of Maryland.
1067. I mean, you can't lose now, can you? You fought all the way back.
You can't.
Can't lose this game now, can you, DJ Vicky Vic? Do you still feel confident in your Maryland pick?
No, it's over.
Oh, they, that's, wow.
That three does it. I'm sorry.
Wow, no quick. Way.
It's over.
Wow.
No way.
32 seconds left, three-point game.
Well,
the thing is Maryland has missed their free throws in the last 3 or 4 minutes of this game. I've already seen like three missed free throws, which is right now the difference.
You know what that is?
Can't blame Turgeon for that.
No, you know what that is? You had to fight to get back in the game. Your legs are tired at the free throw line. You miss free throws when you're tired.
You got to make those. I don't care.
And now I go back
you gotta to make them.
Coaching.
Coaching. They're young.
You cannot coaching. Blame missed free throws on Turgeon,
coaching.
Bro.
You plan. Come you. On. Hey, man, I'm telling you, as someone who has coached, you do that. You work your guys out in practice, and then you say you got to make free throws. You got to make free throws.
Turgeon's not shooting them for him.
I'm not saying that he's shooting them for him, but you got to put your players in that position to be comfortable being tired. And if you don't do that, that's coaching. Plain and simple. Plain and simple.
Generally in March Madness, obviously you got to make your free throws. You got to play good defense.
Right.
And usually good guard play will carry it the rest of the way. But the Terps are interesting, and I like their guards, but I'm a Bruno guy. I would slow my team down so much and give it to Bruno every
would
time.
Bruno would
literally, if I coach the Terps, he would average a double-double with me as his head coach.
Yeah,
he would get easily 10 boards, 12 boards a night, and 20-something points.
Easily.
I'd run everything through him.
Oh,
I've
yeah,
never understood why they don't do that.
And if my guards don't get him the ball on every possession, you come sit next to me.
I mean, right now it's good team ball. They have five guys in double figures. LSU's just got a couple guys scoring the basketball. So here we go. 30 seconds remaining in this game. Maryland for three. Boom. Banged it.
Okay.
67-67. 26 seconds remaining.
Good play, coach.
DJ Vicky Vic is losing his mind in the other room.
Oh, my gosh. It's madness.
Turgeon actually called a good play out of a timeout.
That's why they call it March Madness, baby. 20 seconds remaining, timeout, tie game at 67.
What a
will
game.
Will the Terps win this game?
Vic, what do you call it? OT or in the regulation? Ooh. What do you call it? Right now on the spot.
We're taking
bets. We'll go OT.
Okay,
here.
Okay. OT, now who you have winning in that?
Well, I have to stick with my initial pick, Maryland.
Man, oh, you want to stick by your choice. I like that.
Yes. Okay. I can't fall back.
They're going to lose.
I mean, what a game for day three of the. I mean, this is
awesome.
A great start.
The start. Yeah. And I want everybody to know, Vic, I want you to know too, I'm a Terps fan. I love the Terps. I love the Terps. I loved Gary Williams. Loved him. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love the Terps.
Yeah.
But I can see when something isn't right. And I can see it. I'm not that naive to be like, you know what? I'm so enwrapped in this red that I can't recognize when something isn't right.
I just don't think this is the game to blame him.
No, I hear you. But see, I'm going to look at that and say, why weren't your guys making free throws at the end of the game? Did you prepare them in practice? Were they shooting free throws when they were tired? Those kind of things.
Yeah, that's in the NBA too. Everyone misses free throws.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of if you're a good player or not.
Yeah, you're right.
They're free.
But as a coach,
no one's blocking it.
But as a coach, you put them in those positions. You have to. You have to prepare them. That's why Belichick wins in the close games. Because Belichick, during his practice, I guarantee you, they're repping 1 minute to go in the game. We're down by five. What are we going to do?
800-636-1067. If you want to weigh in on this March Madness talk, especially you Terps fans, at the end of this game, call in. I want thoughts, win, lose, or draw. Well, there won't be a draw, so win or lose. 800-636-1067. Travis Thomas Experience on all social medias. TravisThomasExperience.com. I mean, like we said, one thing that could be beneficial here is that LSU doesn't have a guy that's going to X and O. I mean, they do, but he's an assistant, right?
Right.
So you would think certainly advantage Maryland. So LSU's going to hold it until this time expires.
Terrible.
And they're going to get up a shot at the end of regulation. There's a drive. Easy work.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how he just marched in there. Wow. How do you just have that guy march in and do that? So Maryland lose a heartbreaker, 69-67. Literally, LSU's guard, hot knife through butter. No one ever got in front of him. Just marches through the Terps defense.
Great coaching.
Easy
there.
Scoop layup.
Great coaching there. Great defensive coaching.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
I'm going to defend Turgeon. You cannot put this game on Turgeon. I think this is the best we've seen Turgeon.
Man, I don't know, man. I'm ready to get heated. I'm sorry. I'm in this mix right now. Man, I'm ready to get heated.
Are you guys kidding
me? Man, I'm going to tell you exactly the situation. I coach at Queen Anne's County High School. I was assistant lead assistant when we made it to the state semifinal game. The farthest that we'd have ever made in our high school, public school. So, we were at the end of a game. We normally play man defense. That's what we normally play. Our boys came to us and said, you know what? We got to keep going playing with the zone, coach. It was literally seconds left in the game. Our coach looked at us. The head coach was like, you sure? Zone. I said, coach, hey, the players, that's what they want. Let's make them comfortable. Turgeon was stopping them all game with the zone. With the zone. From the second half on, he was stopping them with the zone. Why, in that position, make them shoot the three. I would rather you shoot the three than you take a ball to the basket and you get a high percentage shot. That's coaching.
And if you do go to the basket, you got to foul him.
Man, do something. Yeah, do something.
Vicky Vick, what do you think as you see that game wind down?
Well, he hit his point right there, nailed it. I mean, and Smith just got blown right by.
Coaching.
I mean, didn't even put a hand on him and made it too easy. It was just way too easy. And if it's going to be that easy, you might as well foul and at minimum at least stop the clock and have a set play, because I don't think Maryland had any timeouts.
And he called for them to switch. How you know they're going to put you in a 1-4 pick and roll or 1-5 pick and roll? You know that. You know that. That's what they're going to do. Because this coach that you're coaching against, he has limited experience in the heat of the battle as a head coach. So you know he's going to call a 1-4 or 1-5 pick and roll.
Yeah.
And you allow your four man to be out on the perimeter against their guard.
I would say this. I think this is a game that Turgeon, to me, probably coached the best I've seen all season from him. And I think at the end of the day, these guys are the ones at the line. At the end of the day, these guys are the ones that's got to communicate on defense, help defense, foul a guy on an easy path to the basket when it counts. I feel like at some point as a coach, and I'm hard on Turgeon, but I feel like at some point as a coach, you put guys in position, you make adjustments, and they just have to execute.
Yes, but you have to stay in tune in the game. You have to. You and I can call that. We're not coaching on Maryland's sideline. You know that you're stopping them with a 2-3 zone. You know you're stopping them with that. All right, so what you've been getting killed all game with them driving to the hole. You stopped a 2-3. You know that's what they're used to. So now you're going to put yourself in a situation to get beat by 1-4, 1-5 pick and roll.
Terps fans, are you fed up? 69-67, your season is over to LSU. I need to hear from you, Terps fans. Do you blame the coach? Do you blame the players? Do you blame March Madness? Travis Thomas Experience, 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Travis Thomas Experience. Take your phone calls. 800-636-1067. Travis Thomas Experience on all social medias. TravisThomasExperience.com. This is what I want to do. I want to open up the phone lines. Terps fans, I am your sounding board. 69-67, your season is over. Heartbreaking fashion to LSU. We have a live debate going on here in studio where I am defending head coach Mark Turgeon, which I never do, by the way. But our producer, Vicky Vick, and my man, Dave the Pitbull, have gone off. They have gone off. And they are blaming Turgeon for this loss. So we need you guys to weigh in on this. 800-636-1067. What do you think of the Terps' loss? Who do you blame? What did you see? What the heck happened? How does this team get right? Now, they are young. So to me, I feel like, you know, next year – the future looks bright. Bruno's gone. We know that. He's going to the NBA. That's happening. But, I mean, this is a young team. Vicky Vick thinks Turgeon should be on the hot seat. What do you guys think? 800-636-1067. Let's go to our boy. Dave, you're going to love this. Our boy Donnie, Southern Maryland, old Gene.
God.
Gene, what's old up, Gene. Brother?
What's up, boys?
What's going on, Mean
I know King? You need to vent, man. Go ahead, man.
Man, it took me. I wanted to call in earlier, but I had to take a break. After all that, to call on in. Let's just hope this is Turgeon's last game. That's my only outlook right now. My only thing of sanity is hoping that he actually finally gets fired.
So you blamed him because I was saying
you on my side.
I will not apologize.
You blame him?
I'm definitely on your side. I blamed him the whole time, all the years he's been there.
Okay. That's look, more than me.
He can recruit, don't get me wrong, but he doesn't recruit big enough to be able to withstand his non-coaching ability.
So,
like, Coach K, Roy Williams and him, they get the big one, the five stars, this and that. It doesn't matter what they run.
Right.
They got the players that can do it. Turgeon doesn't get those type of players, so he still has to coach, which he cannot do.
So let me ask you this. When they switched to zone at halftime and they came out in the second half and they made it a game and they gave LSU all kinds of problems, does that not count as coaching? Because to me, that is coaching.
Yeah, but Travis, how can you catch one thing of coaching in his 7-10-year career there?
Dean, you're funny.
We should have been in this tournament for a while now. We miss every year. Why? Because we can't run a set offensive play.
I agree.
We run weaves at the top of the key. That's all we do, and take our big man, Bruno, away from the basket.
And Donnie, that weave doesn't go anywhere.
All right, we were going good till you started cussing. Thanks, Gene.
All right.
He just couldn't help himself there.
He's upset. I mean, he's upset.
Quick move, Vicky Vick. I like it. Let's go to Sean in Gaithersburg. Sean, you're on the Travis Thomas Experience.
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking my phone call.
Of course.
I mean, I'm a lifelong Terrapin, fan of the team since I was a kid. Went to College Park, graduated, the whole nine. You know, just life bleed Terrapin. So this is very heartbreaking for me right now, but you know, now that it's taken a few minutes for me to settle in, a couple things. We're a really young team, man. I think I heard commentators Ian Eagle say in the last game against Belmont they're the fourth youngest team in the tournament. A lot of potential, a lot of upside, assuming a lot of these guys come back. I don't know. I mean, I think that they're going to be right back here, the same position next year, but you never know. But I kind of really wish I just saw that kind of second half effort throughout the course of the tournament. I can't really blame Mark Turgeon if these guys are missing wide open shots. They had good looks in the first half. They just weren't falling. Cowan was forcing things. Smith wasn't confident with his jump shot. The only real thing they had going for them was Fernando, either inside or on the boards. And once those outside shots started falling and they went to the zone and Turgeon got that technical, which everybody was ripping him for on Twitter, including myself. I mean, I thought it was the wrong time to do that. Down 13, you're giving them 3 points. But that's when the tie changed. It kind of lit a fire under them, and I just, you know, it's unfortunate. I just wish I saw it more. I mean, obviously this game, but specifically throughout the course of the tournament. So, but I'm really proud of the way they played. LSU is a really good team. That's really all I have to say. I'm just proud of the squad and looking forward to seeing them again next year.
So this is a young roster. You just don't have faith in Turgeon to take them really to that next step.
Well, no, I mean, I wouldn't say that. I think he's unfairly criticized for a lot of things. Like, yeah, sure, some of his set plays and stuff he can get better on, and I'm sure he'd be the first one to tell you that. But at the end of the day, they got good looks. I mean, they had really good looks in the first half. They just weren't falling. Look at how Cowan shot the entire tournament. He got better in the second half, but he was, I mean, what, maybe 30% shooting the entire tournament? I'm just ballparking it here. But
really,
can't be that good.
Thanks for the call, Sean.
Yeah, and I'm questioning. It's good to look at the game as a fan. When you are a fan, it's good. Yes, they made some adjustments, so on and so forth. But at the end of the day, it's about what you do when the fire is on. And when the fire was on, he didn't come up with the play. Just let's all admit that. I know it's tough. Going to be tough for Maryland. I don't think they're going to get rid of him. I think he has another at least like maybe 2 years, at least 1 year at least. Because they're not going to do that, especially with all the things that went on with the football program. But I'm not a believer in Turgeon. Like you're talking about, hey, I'm a believer in Turgeon and so on and so forth. But it's down to crunch time. Yes, with players missing open shots, that is not a Turgeon. But with you missing free throws at the free throw line when you're tired, that's practice. That's practice.
800-636-1067. Terps fans, we are your sounding board. As your team just came up short, 69-67 to LSU, your season is effectively over. So if you had the Terps going far in your bracket, A, what were you thinking? And B, it's a wrap for you. Let's go to my man Zane down in Southern Maryland. Zane, what's happening, brother?
What's up, Travis?
Doing good, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, we had a good one. We had Gary Williams. He wasn't a great recruiter, but he got who he could, and he coached them up.
Yep.
Turgeon's a great recruiter, but he just can't seem to get them. They don't improve once you get them.
Right.
Gary Williams only beat teams that he shouldn't beat. Turgeon has yet to win one game against a team that is the underdog.
Yeah, I think it's just pick your poison when you think about it, because Gary didn't get the talent that Turgeon does. And that's why he had to coach. He had to kind of squeeze every ounce of talent out of the guys that he had, because they weren't the most talented guys on earth. Where Turgeon's the complete opposite. Turgeon can bring in a five-star guy, a guy. Look at this Bruno Fernando kid is an absolute stud.
Great.
He's a stud.
Great.
I think he's going to be a good NBA player, Zane, to be honest with you. But, you know, to me, I said earlier in the show, I don't know if you heard or not, Zane, but I would literally run my whole offense through that monster in the middle. He would have a double-double every night if I was his coach.
You get a decent point guard, you could run the pick and roll all day long.
Yeah, no doubt. It's interesting, too, that LSU didn't even have a coach. They're dealing with an assistant, and he still outcoached Turgeon. But I don't know. For me, I actually thought the guy did a pretty good job today coaching the team. I think the players failed to execute. Zane, you know I love when you call, brother.
Yeah, one last thing. You got to remember, Maryland barely beat Belmont in the opening round, and Belmont didn't get into Jacksonville till 5 a.m. the morning of the game. So that told me right there,
coach,
Maryland just wasn't ready.
Thanks for the call, Zane.
Hey, later.
800-636-1067.
I agree, man. Like, I just look at even Turgeon this year with an athletic long team. Why don't we press more? Get more turnovers. Get more opportunities at the basket.
Terps fans, we're your sounding board. 69-67, you come up short to LSU. How do you feel about it? Do you want Turgeon gone? Travis Thomas Experience, 106.7 The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Travis Thomas Experience, 800-636-1067. Travis Thomas Experience on all social medias, TravisThomasExperience.com. And here with my boy Dave the Pitbull, taking your phone calls. Last segment, we were basically a sounding board for Terps fans. We're going to get DJ Vicky Vic to weigh in on the loss as well in this segment. Let's go to my boy Billy in Gaithersburg, see where he sets up with all this Terps stuff as their season is now over officially. Heartbreaking fashion, 69-67 to LSU. Some tough calls down the stretch. Some clock management issues down the stretch. Certainly a defensive lapse at the end of the game. Billy in Gaithersburg, you're on the Travis Thomas Experience.
Hey, Trav. Yeah, so my take on it is I think Bruno Fernando got exposed today. I think you saw every time they dumped it in down low, LSU was helping high, daring him to go over the right shoulder and shoot it with his left. They were even sending the guard from where the ball was entered down to dig out the post, and he couldn't turn over his left. I mean, just constantly turning into that double team, turning into the double team, waiting for him to turn over the right shoulder and bank it off the glass with the left hand. It never came. And then, you know, at the end of the game, I don't really have a problem with it. I probably would have fouled with about 8 seconds to go. You make LSU re-inbound the ball from about the same spot if you foul above the foul line. So you give yourself a little bit more time. Now they don't have as much time to tick off, and they got to get it and go. So that'd be my only complaint about how Turgeon handled it. I mean, for him to actually get a technical today, I was pretty proud of, because he showed some, you know, moxie, right, and some energy on the sidelines, which he usually doesn't. You know, but I think he's got to get more out of his talent. Jalen Smith next year should be the big man to go through if Bruno doesn't return to campus. But you got to get somebody else. I mean, somebody who's mean, who you can just put on the block. Like, kind of like Naz Reid today, where at certain points he wouldn't be denied with his shoulders, how wide he was. You got to get a guy like that. So, you know, good season overall, but you got to do more with talent. Yeah,
Billy, I'm with you. I was saying all show that I actually thought this was the best coach game I've seen the guy coach all year, to be honest with you, with the adjustment to zone. I thought he did a good job kind of figuring out LSU and making it a game. Maryland got back in the game. And then late, I don't blame, you know, I've been kind of defending Turgeon because I'm like, he's not shooting the free throws for them. Where my boy Pitbull's saying, well, they don't practice in practice, you know, shooting those free throws fatigued. Billy, what do you say to the people kind of calling for the guy's head? Because it doesn't sound like you're going that far.
I mean, I'm a Gary Williams homer through and through. That the 02 team is near and dear to my heart at 24 years old. That's what introduced me to Maryland basketball. So I do think they need to practice a little bit more hard-nosed. But with everything that's going on with the football program, who are you going to get if you fire him? That's right. The real question.
Right.
There's nobody else out there. I mean, you want to go really ballsy, pulling Mike Lonergan, but then you're going to run off a lot of the players that Turgeon's been able to recruit. So you're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place right now. But I think if you're Turgeon, you got to crank it up. You saw what this team's capable of with the youth. think now that you got a year under your belt, a tournament under your belt, you really got to put the guys to the grindstone the next year and, you know, come out guns a-blazing in the Big Ten because, you know, you can't keep doing this every year. At some point, you got to win or fish your cut bait. And, you know, we're getting close to that cut bait and turn the boats around, head home.
Thanks for the call, Billy. We appreciate it. 800-636-1067, your response.
I think he brought up coaching again. Well, they knew that Bruno was not going to go be good at his left. Well, Bruno had, what, over 2 years? And please, America, please let's stop talking about they're young. They're a young team. They played 30-some-plus games. They're not freshmen anymore. They're not walking into 10, 15 games in a season. They have played a whole season. They're practically sophomores. So why hasn't Bruno know how to go over his left shoulder? Coaching. Plain and simple.
800-636-1067. So the Terp season is officially over now. Man, I really wanted to see them play in Capital One Arena. That did not work out, though. But the tournament moves on. We'll be talking about it, amongst other things, here on the Travis Thomas Experience, 106.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.